我们谢谢吴燕姊妹和 Mark 弟兄带我们读这段经文。
Thank you, Sister April and Mark, for your reading of the scripture.
今天我们能够在全教会的面前一起来宣读这段经文，听到神对婚姻的旨意，我们是有福的。
Blesses everyone who hears the word of our Lord's teaching on divorce and marriage.
去年2022年，在美国通过了一个叫所谓的"尊重婚姻"法案。
Last year, in year 2022, they passed a law which is called Respect for Marriage Act.
参议院和众议院都通过，然后最后经过总统的签字，成为美国的法律了。
The act passed both houses and the Senate and was signed by the president. Now it's the law.
但真实的这个法案的名字真的不应该叫做"尊重婚姻法
It should not be called Respect for Marriage Act.
案"，因为他已经把那个婚姻的定义给改变了。
It actually distorted the definition of marriage.
这个所谓"尊重婚姻"的法案，那个婚姻主要是针对那个同性恋的婚姻，
The so-called marriage really referred to homosexual marriage.
已经不是神借着圣经向我们启示的那个婚姻的概念了。
It's no longer the type of marriage revealed by our Lord.
在神的旨意当中，婚姻是一男一女。
In accordance with the will of the Lord, marriage is one man and one woman.
一夫一妻，一生一世，一心一意。
One husband and one wife, one mind, one heart, one life forever.
但如今政府所制定的法律，真正的是并不是尊重上帝所定义的这个婚姻，设立的婚姻。
What the government came up with is no respect for the marriage itself.
不光是美国的政府，欧洲的政府，也包括台湾的政府。
Look at the governments in the United States or Europe, and for that matter, Taiwan, there's no respect.
他们都是尊重人的意思，过于尊重上帝的意思。
They respect the will of man rather than the will of God.
我们反对同性婚姻，不等于说我们不尊重那些有不同性取向的人。
We're against homosexual marriage, that does not necessarily mean we're against those people with different sexual preferences.
我们站在圣经的立场上指出，同性婚姻是犯罪，得罪上帝，不等于说我们不爱这些有不同意见的人。
Stand on the Bible and the teachings of the Bible, and that we are against homosexual marriages, but we are not against those people who commit the sin.
我们尊重别人的意见，尊重别人的选择，与一个国家立法改变这个婚姻的定义，确立同性婚姻的合法化是不同的。
We respect man, that's is not equal to legalization. This marriage act through legislative act.
一个国家这样的去做是得罪上帝的，
If a country does that, what it does is against law.
要招致上帝的审判。
It merely invites the judgment of God.
就像当初上帝要审判索多玛、俄摩拉城一样。
As God did Sodom and Gomorrah.
今天我们在座的有孩子、有年轻人、有成人。
As we come together today, we have children and youth,
我们不得不承认，我们活在今天这个世界，面对着比10年前、几十年前更大的试探和挑战。
We've got to admit, we are faced with even more challenging temptations than before.
当我们生活在这样一个越来越远离神、违背神的教导去做事的社会环境的时候，我们真的是需要上帝的怜悯、上帝的同在。
As we live in a society that is drifting farther away from the will of God, how serious it is.
让我们一起来同心祷
Let's bow down in prayer.
天上的父，我们来到你的面前来仰望你，
I'm the Father, we come before you, we trust
祈求你的灵来教导我们、引导我们。
We ask for the guidance of the Spirit to lead us.
求你在这里赐福、引导每一个做父母的。
Please guide and lead everyone who is a parent.
让我们自己在神的面前谦卑领受从上面来的智慧。
So we can come before you in humble adoration.
帮助我们每一个做父母的在真理上面我们自己首先要站立得稳。
Help us to stand firm as parents.
明白神的旨意。
Understand the will of God.
也有这样的能力和智慧去教导我们的孩子们。
And bless us with wisdom and ability to teach our children.
走在神的旨意当中。
That they may walk on the path of righteousness.
我们求你保守在我们当中的孩子和青少年们。
Guard the hearts and minds of our children and youth.
圣灵保惠师保守他们的心怀意念。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guard their hearts and minds.
赐给他们分辨的能力。
Bless them with spiritual discernment.
最重要的是让他们在你的面前被你得着，他们的心被你得着。
More importantly, you get their hearts as they come before you.
让他们的心是真实的归向你的。
That their hearts are truly turned to you.
在主的面前，在他们年轻的时候就愿意走这一条义路。
And while they're still young, when they come before you, they are willing to follow you.
主啊，求你保守他们，就像你当初保守约瑟、保守但以理一样。
Oh, protect them as you did Joseph and Daniel. In days of past,
脱离那个邪恶的拜偶像的这个随从人意的这个邪恶的时代。
They will turn away from this wicked generation, indulging in adultery and evil.
让他们在主里面成长，成为合神心意的主的精兵。
So they will grow up, to become mighty soldiers of God as they mature.
求主保守我们的教会。
Protect our church.
让我们在真理上站立得住。
That will stand firm on the truth.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our united prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pray. Amen.
好，今天如果我们单读这段经文的话，第一印象以为说是在讲离婚和再婚的事。
If we just look at the scripture passage today, we might think this passage is about marriage and divorce.
但是如果把这一段的经文，第十章的经文放回到从第八章开始，主耶稣就开始呼召人跟随他做他门徒的这个大的上下文当中，我们会看到有不同的看见。
But if we contextualize it in terms of chapters 8 and 9, we'll be able to see a little differently.
整个这一段包括我们上周以及下周的信息放在一起都是一个系列主耶稣基督在教导门徒一个很颠覆性的观念。
This is actually part of a series that you will see what we did before and after, and this is consistent with one teaching that he wants us to learn.
主耶稣基督之前跟带领门徒几乎是等了他们两三年的时间在预备他们的心。
What Jesus did before was actually preparing for 2 years the hearts of his disciples.
花了将近两三年的时间让门徒真正的认出他到底是谁。
Spending 2 or 3 years in order that his disciples would recognize who he was.
所以马可福音到了第八章的时候耶稣才直接问他们这个问题，你们说我是谁。
So when we come to chapter 8 of the Gospel of Mark, and Jesus challenged them, who do you say I am?
彼得代表众门徒说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Their representative, Peter, said, you are Christ, the Son of eternal God.
所以从此从那个回答之后呢，耶稣夸奖彼得，然后呢就开始进入门徒训练的第二阶段。
From that point onward, after praising Peter, he took him into this discipling.
主开始呼召门徒走上这一条十字架的门徒的道路。
He started calling them onto the road of the cross.
八章三十四节说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
As you see in Mark chapter 8:34, if you want to come after me,You have to follow me and take up your own cross.
凡有人要救自己生命的，要先舍掉自己的生命。如果人不舍得舍去原有的生命，他就会失上那个更宝贵的，在耶稣基督里面那个永恒的生命。
For the one who wants to save his life, he will lose it if he does not follow me.
虽然是简短的一句话，一个呼召，但是这个里面的观念是颠覆性的。
even if it's just one sentence, one liner, this is quite revolutionary, the challenge.
如果门徒真的明白了这个呼召，而且真心的去回应他们真正明白的那个呼召的话，他们整个的生命，整个的生活是被颠覆的，是完全不一样的了。
If his disciples really took calling of Jesus seriously, their life would have been changed.
他们对家庭的观念、金钱的观念、人际关系的观念、对他们人生目标的观念，都要从根本上发生改变。
And would have been a revolutionary change in terms of their view on marriage, on family, on money.
什么是家庭？什么是这个亲人？什么是这个主里面的这些家人？不一样了，观念不一样了。
What is family? Who are our family members? What is marriage? What is our relationship? All of that got changed.
第三章的时候，这个当耶稣的母亲和兄弟来找耶稣的时候，耶稣就这里讲出一句话来。他说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”就四面观看周围坐着的人说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲。”
Well, go back to Mark 3, you will see this. Jesus said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" He asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother, sister, and mother."
作为主耶稣基督的门徒，他们对这种亲人的观念哈，不再是基于以前天然的这种血缘的关系了。
Is no longer viewed a human relationship viewed in terms of the blood relationship. If you want to follow Jesus as his disciple,
而是一个在耶稣基督里面重新建立的一个新的家庭，新的大家庭。耶稣基督是我们的长兄，天上的神是我们的父亲。这样一个在耶稣基督里重生之后的兄弟姐妹亲人的关系。
It is rather redefined and established by the Lord Jesus Christ. We are a new family after we are born again.
继续读下去到十章后面的时候，耶稣进一步的讲说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，就是弟兄姊妹、父母、儿女、田地，没有不在今世得百倍，就是房屋、弟兄姊妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
If we go a little further after chapter 10, you will find this. I tell you the truth, Jesus replied, no one who has left home brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Home brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields and withstand persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life.
所以耶稣基督已经重新的在门徒的观念当中开始建立这种亲人家庭的这种观念。
Lord Jesus was beginning to redefine and reestablish this new relationship between families.
要重新去定义，根据我们与主耶稣基督的关系来重新定义这个亲人的观念。
And this redefinition of our family would be based on our relationship with Jesus.
耶稣不是说你信了耶稣以后就不管你的父母，不管你的兄弟姐妹，不顾这些亲情了，不是这个意思。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is not saying that we totally ignore our family.
圣经教导我们要孝敬父母。
And the Bible teaches us to honor our parents.
要照顾我们的家人。
We have to take care of our family.
人如果信了主以后不照顾自己的家人的话，比不信的人还不如，这是圣经里的话。
If we don't provide care for our family members, we are worse than unbelievers.
但耶稣在这里教导说，在这里哈，你进了耶稣这个家庭之后，有一个更超越的、超越火自天然血缘关系的那一种更亲近的一种，靠着圣灵连接的一种的亲情的关系。
Rather, our Lord Jesus is teaching us here that we have entered after our salvation into a new relationship, no longer based on flesh and blood, but based on the works of the Holy Spirit.
但大家注意，这里主耶稣基督有提到兄弟姐妹、父母、儿女，但是没有提到夫妻。
And here, if we you will notice in Mark chapter 10.There's a mention of brothers and sisters and children and all mother and father, but there's no mention of husband and wife.
那夫妻关系呢？那信了耶稣基督以后，怎么来看待夫妻的关系呢？
What about marital relationship after we become believers?
所以这就是今天我们读的这一段啊，耶稣给我们讲解的。
This brings us to our today's scriptural passage.
所以这一段的经文不仅仅是在讲离婚再婚的事情，而是在讲门徒作为主耶稣基督的门徒，当如何在我们的婚姻家庭生活当中跟随主，做主的门徒呢？
It's not about marriage and divorce, rather it's about following Jesus in our role in manifested in the marriage.
在这样一个颠覆性的哈，做门徒舍己跟随主背十字架的这个大前提之下，我们当如何去看待我们的夫妻关系、家庭观念？
And in this bigger context of denying yourself and following Jesus and taking up your own cross, will view his teaching on marriage and divorce.
那一个合神心意的门徒，合神心意的这个婚姻家庭，应该是一个什么样的样式的？
What kind of a marriage that the Lord wants us to live in?
那这一段的讲解教导呢，是在这样一个背景下展开的。
And this is the context of his teaching, particularly in this chapter.
是一些法利赛人来到耶稣的面前，要试探耶稣。
Some Pharisees came before Jesus. They wanted to test him.
第一节，这个耶稣从那里起身，来到犹太的境界，并约旦河外，众人又聚集到他那里，他又照常教训他们。
And as the scripture says, Jesus then left that place and went into the region of Judea and crossed the Jordan. Again, crowds of people came to him, and as was he taught them.
到了第二节说，有法利赛人来问他说，人休妻可以不可以？意思要试探他。
In verse 2, we have some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
当时耶稣在被问这个问题，关于可不可以休妻、可不可以离婚这件事情的时候，是面对法利赛人的一个试探。
This is a temptation by the Pharisees when Jesus was asked about this question of marriage and divorce.
那今天我们在思考这个问题、问这个问题的时候呢，是我们当时我们遇到的这个情况、遇到的这个试探和挑战，比当初的更加的复杂。
As we come to dwell on this issue, we may reflect that this is more of a serious one than what happened in Jesus' time.
我们当中有结婚的，有离婚的。
Among us, there are those who are married and
有离婚以后继续单身的，有离婚之后有再婚的。
There are people who are remarried or remain single.
我们当中有未婚的年轻人，
those who are not married.
我们当中有在婚姻当中不同的状态的，有些是婚姻在磨合，甚至产生一些的摩擦冲突的当中。
We have a variety of scenarios in terms of marriage. Some are still struggling.
我们当中有结婚几十年的，一直持守在神的面前，神的这个立约的关系，有各种各样不同的情况，也有在我们当中有丧偶的家庭。
There are some of us who, after years of marriage, still going strong, holding on to their initial vow, and also some who are widowed.
我们有夫妻同心去跟随主、相信主、服侍主的，也有一个相信、一个不相信、一个火热、一个不火热的家庭的状态。
Now there are also families with couples with united hearts in service of the Lord. There are also families who.We have only one following, and the other is not serving the Lord.
这段经文很重要，这个教导不光是给在结婚里面的人。
This passage is very important. It's not only for those who are in marriage, but also for those outside of marriage.
对于我们结婚的夫妻，我们在新的一年开始的时候，我们要问，借着这段的经文的教导，我们要问，在新的一年当中，我们当如何去成长。
And we would ask, beginning this new year, for those of us who are married, how do we grow spiritually?
在新的一年当中，你当如何去更新、建造你自己的婚姻和家庭？有什么目标没有？
What about your plans and purposes for renewal, in following the Lord?
当你思考说这一年我要过我的结婚纪念日的时候，我怎么去过？哪些的因素来影响我？当如何去纪念
神在主里面赐福我的婚姻呢？
And if you're planning on your wedding anniversary this year, what are your thoughts? How are you going to remember the works of the Lord in you?
那这段经文可以帮助我们。
This passage of the scripture will help.
如果你现在在婚姻夫妻关系当中遇到一些的矛盾冲突，甚至是很严重的挣扎的话，这段经文也会帮助你。
Regardless of the reality of your marriage, be it struggle or smooth sailing, and this is going to help you.
回到神的话语当中，回到神的启示当中，来仔细的来思考神在设立婚姻的时候那样的一个目的，那样一个意义，那样一个要成就的旨意，来反省我们自己。
Let's go back to the word of the Lord, to his revelation, to his revelation about marriage and what is his will and what he wants us to do.
审视一下我们自己和我们自己的婚姻。
And do some self-introspection on ourselves and our marriage.
看看哪些地方我需要改变，需要悔改的地方。
To find out where I should correct myself.
哪些地方是我要防备，要加强的地方。
Where would I do to guard my marriage and myself?
在我们当中经历那个离婚的痛苦的弟兄姐妹们，那个痛苦我知道是很深很重的。
For those of us who are in a situation of divorce, I know how hurtful that is. I understand that. It's very serious.
那种的撕裂，那种的痛苦，甚至可能超过丧偶的痛苦。
It's the type of, how to put it, the soul rendering. It's even worse than losing a spouse.
如何在主的里面得医治，得重整。调整我们对于婚姻家庭的观念。
How do we get healed and restored and be restored to the correct concept of marriage?
如何安排我将来的生活？是继续单身吗？如果你做这个选择，是为什么？
And how do we plan our future? Are we going to get married again or single? And the reason for that?
要重组家庭吗？开始一段新的家庭生活吗？那又是为什么？
Are you contemplating getting married again? What's the reason for another new family?
我们当中有经历过再婚的，或者是丧偶的，或者是在思考未来婚姻的，同样要回到神的这段教导当中来去看待婚姻家庭的意义到底是什么。
For those of us who are in a situation of divorce and widowhood, we have to go back to this passage for his teaching.
借着我们明白神在设立婚姻夫妻关系上面的旨意，让我们更深的去认识这位神自己。
If we understand the will of God in terms of marriage, we'll understand ourselves a little bit more.
在耶稣基督的使徒当中，保罗一辈子没有结婚。
Among the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul remained single all his life.
彼得是带着他的妻子哈到各地去服侍神。
Peter went around ministering with his wife.
借着就是这个没有结过婚的保罗，神特地启示了很多关于婚姻的一些很重要的教导。
But look at Paul, who remained single. Through Paul, the Lord taught us a lot about marriage.
以弗所书第五章啊，哥林多前书第七章啊，都是神借着保罗啊，把婚姻当中神的旨意告诉我们。
Lord revealed his will through, for example, the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
所以今天我们回到神的教导当中来，针对我们个人的情况，看看我们当如何回应神给我们的这段的教导。
In our individual situations, so let's go back to the scripture to see how the Lord taught us.
法利赛人为什么来试探耶稣呢？
Why did the Pharisees come to test Jesus?
因为当时他们在自己的人当中，他们有对于离婚再婚的事情有不同的看法。
Because there were disputes among themselves regarding marriage and divorce.
主要是根据这个生命记二十四章，这里讲说人若娶妻以后见他有什么不合理的事不喜悦他，就可以写休书交在他手中，打发他离开哭家。
The Pharisees were disputing over the issue of divorce. Basically, the disputes grew out of one verse in the Bible from Deuteronomy 24, verse 1 that says, if a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds her indecent, something indecent about her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her and sent her from his house.
所以当耶稣回应这些法利赛人的问题的时候，问说摩西的律法中怎么写的时候，他们也想的是这段经文。
And when in his answer, when Jesus asked the Pharisees about this, and that was a reminder to them of Deuteronomy 24:1.
是关于在什么情况下人可以写休书，人可以离婚，什么叫不合理的事，什么情况下他不喜悦他，可以做这件事情，神的允许是什么，他们有很多的争论。
So what is the legal base, a biblical basis for divorce? What does it mean to say pleasing or indecent? What is the basis? And they are arguing over that.
所以当时在法利赛人当中有两种的说法。
There are two schools of thoughts at a time.
所以第一种是这个Rabbi，这个夫子所讲的，就是很严格的，只有在一种情况下，就是有一方是犯了奸淫。
So one school of thought came from Rabbi Shammai, and he is very conservative and restrictive. His view of divorce, he says, only that happened only in cases of adultery.
只有在这种情况下，离婚才是允许的。
That is the only situation that legitimizes divorce.
那第二种呢，就是比较宽泛了，就是任何这个丈夫如果不喜悦妻子，能够找出理由的话，都可以。 写休书可以离婚的。
The second school of thought is Rabbi Hillel, and you can come up with any reason or every reason for a divorce.
如果妻子家务做得不够，饭做得不好吃，或者在人的面前，这个丈夫觉得他没有尊重他，这些都可以成为丈夫写休书离婚的理由。
The various man-made legal basis for divorce, for example, your wife didn't take care of the household chores, didn't cook well, and wasn't responsible, and those were the basis for a divorce.
所以法利赛人来试探耶稣的意思说，耶稣你选哪一种的观念？你是选这个第一种还是第二种？你不管选哪一种，都会得罪另一半的人。So
as they came to Jesus, testing him with this question of divorce, can you imagine there are only two schools of thoughts, either answer from Jesus would have offended at least one group.
所以基本上按照法利赛人的教导，这个婚姻的目的主要是为这个自己。
And as you can see, according to the Pharisaic teachings, marriage and divorce is only for the individual himself.
问我自己在这个婚姻当中我可以得到什么？
And marriage is to promote the notion of self-worth.
如果得不到我所要得到的，那就可以离婚了。If
I'm not getting what I want, I can get out of the marriage.
想的是这个人得不得我的喜悦，如果他不得我的喜悦，那我就可以离婚了。If
the woman, the wife is not pleasing to me, I can divorce her.
这也是我们今天很多人对于婚姻的看法。
That really reminds us of the common popular view of marriage today.
但同时我们看这段经文的背景的话，我们知道那个法利赛人背后还有一个更险恶的一个用心、一个陷阱、一个试探。
Actually, there is a more devious trap, temptation behind all of this argument by the Pharisees.
因为耶稣在这教导这个区域是希律王掌权的区域。
Where was our Lord teaching? He was teaching in the jurisdiction of King Herod, Tetrarch Herod.
这个希律王是杀了施洗约翰的那个希律王哦。
Who killed John the Baptist? Is that the same one?
他为什么要杀这个施洗约翰呢？
Why did he want to kill John the Baptist?
就是因为施洗约翰说他的离婚再婚的事情做得不对。
It was exactly because King Herod made a mistake in his divorce.
这是记载在第六章里讲说，先是希律为他兄弟腓力的妻子希罗底的缘故，差人去拿住约翰，锁他在监里，因为希律已经娶了那妇人。
And the incident is recorded in Mark 6, and here we have it for Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married.
约翰曾对西律说：“你娶你兄弟的妻子是不合理的。”于是西罗底怀恨他，想要杀他，只是不能。
But John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she was not able to.
所以这个西律王是跟他原来的妻子离了婚，娶了西罗底，就是他的兄弟啊，腓力的妻子。啊，这个西罗底也是跟他的兄弟腓力离婚之后，这两个人组成的家庭。
What it was King Tetrarch. Herod actually divorced his own wife and married his brother. His brother's name is Philip, his brother's wife, who also ended up in a divorce. And this is the genesis of their marriage.
因为这场的婚姻还引起了战争。
Because of their marriage, there was a war as a result.
那后来是勉强这个西律亚基帕在罗马人的帮助之下， 才赢得这场战争，维持了他的这个统治。
Only with the help of the Roman army did Herod Antipas retain his power.
所以在西律王的观念当中，这个婚姻是为什么？
In the eyes of King Herod, what is marriage?
为了他的权利，为他的政治上得势，这种婚姻是一种政治上有利益的一种的联姻。
This is a typical example of a political alliance, and that's their view of marriage, his view of marriage.
所以无论是这个法利赛人的教导也好，西律王那种生活的状态所反映出来的那种对婚姻家庭的观念，在今天依然存在。
Look at it, and don't we see the reflections of the lifestyle promoted by the Pharisees and lived by Herod Antipas.
大家可以试试看，去Google一下。
Give it a try, just do some Googling.
你用这个离婚这个词去Google一下， 跳出来是什么样的一些的信息。
Use the search string of divorce, see how what you get.
我search了一下， 找到的是离婚须知。
I did that, so I ended up getting instructions for divorce.
怎么快速离婚？
What's the fastest way to
怎么在快速离婚的情况下能够保证你自己的权益？
And in that situation, how do you protect your own rights during a speedy divorce?
就今天的人已经不像当初的法利赛人，还问说，可不可以离婚呢？应不应该离婚呢？ 问的都是说我们怎么在，即使是离婚的时候，我怎么能够得到最大的好处？
People of today have drifted so far from the days of the Pharisees. At least the Pharisees came to ask.
今天人在婚姻当中还是主要是看自己在这个当中能得到什么好处。
And in today's situation, we can clearly see the people focus on what I can get out of this.
想的是对方怎么能够服侍我，而不是说我能够
They are so focused on how the other party will be able to serve me, not vice versa.
有些人可能比较有更高尚一点的目标，为了寻求这个爱情，为了寻求幸福的婚姻。
Some might be what we say idealistic. They seek perfection, marriage, and happiness and joy.
但今天在这段教导里头，耶稣基督要让我们看到说，神设立婚姻到底是为什么？
And in today's scripture, we'll be able to see the teachings of Jesus in the eyes of God. What is marriage?
这段经文里面，耶稣讲出有三个关于婚姻方面的结论。
And Jesus gave us three conclusions regarding marriage.
第一个就是夫妻不再是两个人了，夫妻是一体的。
First of all, man and wife are no longer two, they are one.
用这个一体这个观念来描述，借着婚姻两个人走在一起的时候，那一种的结果，那一种的状态。
This oneness is a description of the union between a man and woman, very descriptive of marriage.
不光是本来是两家人，现在成为一家人。
Not only two families before, now we have one family.
不光是从前是两个银行账户，现在变成一个银行账户。
We no longer have two having two bank accounts. We have only one bank account today.
借着婚姻, 两个人成了一体的了。
And physically, the two individuals becoming one flesh.
两个人拥有共同的财产。
With common property.
两个人成为一体, 拥有双方的父母。
With both sets of parents.
借着婚姻, 两个人共享过去, 无论是 祝福还是包袱所带进来的经历，人生的经历。
Equal partakers or partners bring all of our life experiences together.
作为一体的，他们应该拥有对未来共同的盼望和梦想。
They have common dreams and plans and dreams for the future.
作为一体的，他们要生养儿女，共同来养育后代。
As one flesh, and they come together to raise up next generation.
作为一体的, 他们一同来承受神要赐下的生命的恩典。
And as partakers of the gracious gift of life through from God.
特别是对于我们重生得救的基督徒, 我们是拥有同一个生命, 就是主耶稣基督的生命。
This is particularly more poignant as children of God. We have one life.
回应神对我们共同的一个呼召，就是跟随他的一种的呼召。
A life in Jesus Christ and in answer in response to his calling.
作为一体的人，我们应生命当中应该有共同的十字架的印记和记号。
And this oneness has to signify we have one mark, one identification of the cross.
作为一体的，我们一起来面对生活当中各种各样的问题。 和难处,
so that we'll be able to face all of the challenges and difficulties life presents,
疾病和痛苦,
including sickness and hardship,
直到死亡将我们分开,
till death departs.
这是神设计婚姻的时候要达到的目的。
And this is a focus for the establishment of marriage by God.
两个人靠着神的恩典成为一体的。
By his grace, two become one flesh.
第二个耶稣在这里讲说, 神所配合的, 人不可以分开。
And the second conclusion is, it is God who joins together. No man can separate.
希伯来书13章第4节说, 婚姻人人都当尊重。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, 4, it says, marriage should be honored by all.
婚姻指每一个所有的婚姻。
Marriage, of course, is referred to or is inclusive of all marriages.
无论是两个人都信主的，还是两个人都不信主的。
Regardless of your status of belief, whether you are both believers or one only one is and the other is not.
无论是一个信主的，一个不信主的，还是一个火热跟从主，一个不冷不热的。
One seeks after God and the other is not seeking after God.
也包括重组的家庭，每一个婚姻，人人都当尊重。
This includes remarriages, and marriage should be honored.
你说啊，我是自由恋爱结婚的，这也是神配合的吗？
Oh, what about me? I fell in love on my own. Is that sanctioned by God?
有些是经过别人介绍，有的人是经过网恋，有些各种各样的情况，我进入婚姻，这个也是神所配合的吗？
Oh, we were introduced to each other, or we met on the internet. And is that something we can say the Lord sanctified?
我们结婚的时候，我们还没有信主，我们也没有祷告，我们也没有在那个时候寻求神的旨意。这样的婚姻也是当人人尊重的那个范围吗？
Is what about me? When I got married, I was not a believer, and was my marriage to be honored as well?
答案是肯定的。
Well, I have the affirmative answer.
一旦这个婚姻成为事实, 人一旦进入到夫妻的关系, 这都是当尊重被神所设定的。
When you have entered this marriage, it has become a fact, a reality, and this marriage needs to be honored.
第三个意思说, 神所配合怎么样? 人不可分开。
The third conclusion is, God has joined together, no man can separate.
神设立的，神可以分开，人不可以。
The Lord can separate, not man.
神借着死亡将婚姻分开，而且在将来的永世当中不再有婚姻的关系。
Death by him would end the marriage, but in time eternal there won't be any marriages.
人不可以借着各样的理由、各样的原因，借着离婚将它分开。
No man can come up with any reason, justifiable reason to get a divorce.
这是主耶稣基督借着回答法利赛人的问题，把婚姻的那个神所设立婚姻的重要的原则向我们表明。
In answering the question of the Pharisees, our Lord Jesus has given rather the principles of marriage.
神不喜悦离婚的事情，因为在上帝的创造当中，夫妻是一体的，神所配合的人不可分开。
God is not pleased with divorce because God has joined together. No man can separate.
当时这个教导门徒听了以后，他们是有很强烈的反应。
And there was a strong reaction from his disciples when Jesus taught this.
就像今天我们在这里分享这一段经文的时候，可能在一些人的心中会产生一些强烈的反应。
We may have strong reactions among ourselves as we are teaching this passage.
所以我们要进一步的去看神在设立婚姻当中那个最高的、最重要的，他要表达的那个心意到底是什么。如果我们不明白这一点的话，我们会觉得耶稣的教导太严格了，太不切合实际了。
That really calls for an even deeper analysis about his teaching today. Is this something supreme that we cannot measure up to?
神要借着婚姻成就很多的事情，但最重要的、最核心的那个神设立婚姻的那个背后的心意到底是什么呢？
What is the will of God behind all of this? Through marriage, God is going to accomplish and fulfill a lot of things.
这是在以弗所书里面神讲的很明白的啊，为这缘故，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。
God says it very clearly in the book of Ephesians, and that's from Ephesians 5, verses 31-32. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery.But I'm talking about Christ and the church.
这里面我们要体会耶稣所讲的这个奥秘，神的最深的一个心意在婚姻家庭当中到底是什么？
This is where we can try to comprehend the will of God regarding marriage.
为什么男大当婚，女大当嫁呢？
Why a grown man needs to get married and a grown woman needs to be married off?
是为了生儿养女、传宗接代吗？
Is it just to pass down our genes?
是，这是一个很重要的，要借着婚姻达到的一个目的。
That is a very important goal through marriage.
是为了婚姻当中夫妻两个能够经历、体会到那样一种很亲密的一种的关系吗？
Is it because we need to experience the intimacy that is only found in marriage?
是的，这也是神要借着婚姻让我们所经历到的。
Yes, of course, that is something God wants us to experience.
但这都不是最重要的目的。
But all of this is not the bottom line.
是让我们夫妻两个人能够成为一生的好朋友，一生的伴侣，特别是到老的时候，我们讲老伴儿，老伴儿真的是哈，体会到那一生相伴的那种美好，是为了这个目的吗？
Is it for companionship as we grow in age and in our old age we have a companion?
是为了让我们不孤单，是让我们在生病的时候有人来照顾我，能够陪伴我，是为了这个目的吗？
So that we are not going to be lonely with ending up without help when we need the help.
以上这些都是很好的原因，也是神在婚姻当中所要赐给人的那些的福气中的之一，但这都不是最重要的原因。
All of the above mentioned are really graces from the Lord. He wants to shower upon us, but those are not the major reason.
婚姻的奥秘，二人成为一体， 是指着基督和教会说的，是要在地上借着婚姻来彰显基督和教会之间的关系。
This is a profound mystery. He's talking about Christ and the church through marriage that will be the manifestation of the will of God.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And Jesus loved the church and sacrifices himself.
基督用他自己的血和生命做了聘礼，迎娶了教会成为他的心腹。
He puts down the pledge with the blood of his life so that the church will be his bride.
基督用着他的话，就是那个洁净的道，来不断的洗净教会，预备我们，装饰整齐，准备见他，迎见他。这是婚姻要彰显的那个表达的那个最重要的意义和目的。
Jesus washes and cleanses the church with his word, and that's the focus, that's the important focus of our Lord regarding marriage.
保罗对哥林多教会讲说，哎呀，我曾把你们许配给一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督，预备整齐献给基督的。
Paul in his teaching, 2 Corinthians 11:2, let me get to the verse.To be exact. And this is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11:2. I'm jealous for you with a godly jealous. I promise you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
将来在天上要有一场盛大的婚宴，时候到的时候要发生的。
It's going to be in heaven.A great wedding that's going to take a place.
就是作为新郎的基督要迎娶他的新娘，就是教会。
The bridegroom, which is Christ, is going to welcome his bride, which is the church.
基督不仅是用这种生命的爱、舍己的爱、爱到底的爱爱着教会，而且他不断的来洁净教会，不断的来赦免教会，不断的挽回这个对他不忠的教会。
Not only Jesus Christ keeps redeeming us, saving us, sanctifying us, cleansing us, restoring us. This is the picture we have.
对于那个不忠心的那个伴侣，对于另外一半所造成的那种伤害，是无法用言语能描述的。
And all of that work is done on the one who is always unfaithful.
在旧约里面有一个先知何西阿的故事。
In a manifestation of his enduring love in the Old Testament, we have a story about a prophet, Hosea.
神让这个先知去娶一个妓女。
God wanted Hosea to marry a prostitute.
而且当这个妻子一次两次多次不忠心又跑到外面去跟人行淫的时候，神还是吩咐先知去把她买赎回来。
Once or twice, and even more, his wife ran out and prostituted herself with others. But again and again, the Lord wanted the prophet Hosea to redeem her.
旧约里面这样一个何西阿的故事，就是让人看到，让人知道以后，能够体会到神对他的子民，耶和华神对以色列人那样一种不放弃的、忠心的、持守的爱。
We can see a striking example.God's love for his own people through the story of Hosea in the Old Testament.
在新约里面就是借着基督对于不忠心的信徒、不忠心的教会持续的爱、不放弃的爱，到最后要借着救赎、借着他自己的生命把他直接带到天上去，那样一种的故事的再次的彰显。
In the New Testament, we have a culmination.Of this enduring love and redeeming love for those of us who are not faithful consistently. And picture is he's going to bring the unfaithful that he has redeemed and cleansed into his eternal kingdom.
在夫妻的关系当中，丈夫要爱妻子爱到舍己的地步。
Marriage situation, the husband is commanded to love.His wife to the point of self-sacrifice.
妻子要带着信心，对着神的信心啊， 去顺从自己的丈夫。
The wife needs to obey through her faith in the Lord.
就像今天我们在地上的教会，我们在顺从基督，在带着信心，在这盼望的时候，去等候我们的新郎耶稣基督的再来。
As his church on earth today waits patiently for the bridegroom to come and redeem us.
地上神设立婚姻，就是为了这个目的。
And this is the purpose for the establishment of marriage on earth.
彰显基督爱教会，教会凭着信心来顺从主的这样一种美好的关系。
To display, to put it on display, the beautiful relationship between Christ and the church.
经过各样的患难，各样的挑战，依然能够忍受，能够期待，带着盼望去期待主的救赎。
Throughout a myriad of challenges and adversities, we can still remain hopeful, expecting our bridegroom.
十几年前，这个远志明牧师排了一个系列电视片，叫做《彼岸》。
About a dozen years ago, Pastor Yuan and Zhiming, Beyond series, and there is one.
三番不老情。
This is about unfailing love of a pastor.
那讲述一个牧师叫做郑果牧师和他的妻子啊陈怀民师母他们之间的这个爱情的故事。
This is a love story between a pastor whose name is 郑果 and his wife, her name is 陈怀民。
那郑果牧师二十几岁就奉献做牧师了。
This pastor dedicated his life.To the Lord in his 20s.
1949年大陆这个变换政权了哈，他啊就在那个时候呢，他在思考要去这个香港去读神学。
Coming 1949, when there was a change of political power, he was planning to study at a seminary in Hong Kong.
他跟他的师母很早二十岁的时候就结婚，所以到他离开大陆去香港读神学院的时候，他们已经结婚十年。
This pastor got married very early, in his early 20s. So by the time he went to study at a seminary in Hong Kong, he was 30.
那时候他们有五个孩子，最大的才九岁，最小的才九个月。
By then, they had five children already, with the oldest only 9 years old, youngest only 9 months.
他们也知道这样分开会有很多的艰难，但是他们凭着信心踏出了这一步。牧师去香港读书，然后妻子留在大陆。
And they knew at the time parting would be extremely hard, with him going off to study in Hong Kong, with the wife staying behind in the mainland.
原来以为最多也就分开几年的时间。
They thought the separation would only last a couple of years.
但没有想到哈，郑牧师一旦去了香港以后，他就再也回不到大陆。
Little did they know at the time, with his departing for Hong Kong, he would never be able to make it back.
一分就是三十年的时间。
Their separation lasted for 30 years.
到了改革开放的时候，1979年，他们才在三藩市重聚。
And until there was this reform that opened up China, and only then were they able to meet up, to get reunited in San Francisco.
我们可以想象那三十年的时间，对于这个家庭当中每一个人是多么的艰难的考验。
Just think about it. Think about it for a moment. The hardships that they had to go through during the 30 years of separation.
郑牧师那时候刚开始很年轻啊，三十几岁哈，又有很有才干，很有口才，所以他到各处去传福音、建教会。
But the pastor was only 30 years, and he was very good with words. He went around planting churches.
对一个单身的牧师，他面临很多的试探。
A single man, he was faced with all sorts of temptations.
好多的姊妹啊，他讲到去哪里，这一群姊妹就跟着他去哪里。
Wherever he went, he'll be followed by a group of sisters.
但郑牧师一旦发觉有姊妹有这种的想法哈，他就很明确的说，我是有太太的啊，我太太孩子在中国大陆。
the moment he found out the motives of those followers, he would say bluntly, I'm a married man, my wife is in mainland China.
很难的啊，他有的时候到外面去传福音布道，住在旅馆里，那些小姐会主动找上门。
You know, it was very hard for him. So he went around on preaching duties, on preaching tours. He lived in hotels. Women would come looking for him.
那他每次都靠着主的恩典啊，逃离这种试探。
But each and every time, by the grace of the Lord, he was able to escape the temptations.
但更难的是他的太太。
Even more so for his wife.
她一个人要拉扯五个年幼的孩子。
And she had to raise all the five children on her own.
你看，三十几岁，一个年轻的姊妹哈，这样的照顾家庭，所以旁边的人都爱她的人都劝她说你干脆就改嫁算。
Imagine the situation, a woman in her 30s raising five kids and with a lot of people persuading her just get a divorce and move on with her life.
分离的这三十年当中，大部分的时间他们是没有互相通信的，不知道对方的死活。
During this separation of 30 years, there was no active communication and neither party knew whether the otherone was still alive.
所以这个师母包括他的家人都劝他说，哎呀，对方在不在你都不知道，你还在这守什么，干脆也为了你生活上的这个解决这些的困难，你就找一个人嫁了算。
Even the wife's family trying to persuade her, saying that you don't even know where your man is, just get on with life and marry someone else.
但感谢主哈，靠着主的恩典，他们一直的等候，一直的期待，到了1979年，他们终于联系上了，然后很快哈，师母签证就出来了。
Thanks be to the Lord, they endured and waited patiently all those years, and coming 1979, they finally were able to get in touch with each other, visa to come.
陈怀民师母拿到签证以后，他就直接去了香港，然后郑果牧师是从印尼飞机飞到香港，他们两个人在香港会面。
The wife, as soon as upon getting the visa, she went to Hong Kong immediately, whereas the pastor flew in right away from Indonesia for the reunion.
这个郑牧师在那个飞机上两三个小时，他心里就在预备一件事情，琢磨一件事情，我见到我太太讲第一句话讲什么呢？
And the pastor was agonizing and thinking to himself on his flight over, what would be the first thing I would say to my wife? He was agonizing over this.
最后他想到一句话。
And he was reminded of one sentence.
三十年，分手的时候两个人三十岁，见面的时候两个人都六十岁了。
And when they parted, they were 30. Years of age, for this reunion, they are 60.
郑牧师见到陈怀民师母的时候，讲的第一句话说：“从此我再也不跟你分开了。”
The first thing the pastor said to his wife was, "From today on, I will never part from you."
他们后来又在一起有三十年的时间啊。郑牧师活到91岁过世的。
They ended up living together for another 30 years. Pastor Zheng lived to be 91.
他们分开的时候，他们有五个年幼的孩子。当他们团聚以后，他们家里面儿辈孙辈加起来27口人。
At the time of parting, they had five kids together. At the time of their reunion, they ended up having a total of 27 children and grandchildren.
然后后来这五个儿女的家庭一个一个的移民来到这个三藩市、啊、跟老两口团聚。
And his children's families, one by one, they were able to emigrate to the United States and reunited with their parents in San Francisco.
何等美好的一个见证，何等美好的一幅的图画，描述了耶稣与教会之间的那个关系。
How beautiful is the testimony? How beautiful is the picture of our Lord Jesus Christ with his church?
这九十年分成三个阶段哈，前三十年他们成婚，他们生儿养女，中间三十年分开，最后三十年重新的团聚。
Just look at this picture of 90 years in span. The first 30, they got married. The next 30, raising up of the children by the pastor's wife, and followed by the last leg of their journey, 30 years of reunion.
这不正是主耶稣基督跟教会的整个这个过程的一个写照吗？
Isn't that a good reflection of the relationship between Christ and his church?
耶稣用他自己的宝血生命救赎了我们。
Jesus redeemed all of us with his precious blood.
在十字架上为我们死，用他的宝血赎了我们。
On a cross and redeemed us with his precious blood as a pledge to us.
然后他就复活升天。回到天父那里去了。
And then he was raised, resurrected, and went up to heaven.
中间这一段时间是教会等候主再来的时间。
This interim, this hiatus, is the period of waiting for his return.
当主再来的时候，就永远不分开了。
On his second coming, there is going to be no more separation.
靠着主的恩典啊。
By His grace,
人是可以在婚姻家庭的生活当中为主去做见证。
We will be able to testify for our Lord in our marriage.
这是主对每一个门徒的呼召。
That's the calling for every one of His disciples.
体会神的心意，在婚姻当中夫妻成为一体。
To identify with our Lord as we come to the marriage.
来跟随耶稣，来荣耀神的名。
To follow Jesus, to glorify the name of our Lord.
从此神对个人的呼召已经不再是个人的呼召，他要呼召人来一起在夫妻的同心当中来承受神的呼召。
And thereafter, this is no longer an individual calling, but a common call. We are going to come and follow Christ.
背起我们的十字架来跟从主。
To take up our cross and follow our Lord.
若有夫妻两个成为一体的，愿意来跟从耶稣的话。
If those of us who are in a marriage, both are willing to follow the Lord.
他们就要舍己，舍去他们自己。
And they will have to deny themselves.
愿意来同心的。背起我们两个人共同面对的这个十字架来跟从主。
With one heart to take on their common cross and follow Jesus.
所以当初的门徒听到这个教导，他们的反应说，这太难了，怎么可能，谁能做得到。
Upon this teaching, his disciples found it extremely very difficult to follow, to mimic.
是的，没有说这条路是容易走的。
Of course, no one is saying it's an easy path.
正是因为是在人看起来是不可能的这样的艰难，以至于近乎不可能的事情，我们才需要耶稣基督的恩典，才需要耶稣基督十字架的救赎。
And this is something that appears to be almost impossible. That's the reason that we need Christ.
我们的婚姻当中，夫妻关系当中，必须有十字架，你才能够回应得起这样的呼召。
There's got to be cross in your marriage so that you can deserve and become worthy of the calling of God.
我们的婚姻，我们的夫妻关系必须要经历十字架的对付，十字架的拯救，我们才能够有这样的能力去回应主的呼召。
We need the cross in our marriage. We need its redeeming power through our marriage.
这正是耶稣基督来的原因。
That's the reason Jesus Christ came.
不是我们来成就这些律法，成就上帝的要求，我们是做不到的。所以耶稣基督来了。
Not that we are able to fulfill the law, that's the reason our Lord Jesus came.
耶稣不光是给我们设立一个榜样，他这样一个持久的爱，不放弃的爱，永远的爱，舍己的爱，而是更重要的，他是我们的救主。
Not only that he came to give us an example, more importantly, that he is our Savior.
他已经为那个休妻另娶的罪定了十字架了。
He was nailed to the cross for the one who divorced his wife and got remarried.
他也已经为那个妻子离弃丈夫另嫁的那个罪钉死在十字架上了。
And he also died, and he was nailed to the cross also for the one who opted for another man.
耶稣自己他说我不是来废掉律法，我是来成全律法。
Jesus himself said, I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
而且在地上只有他一个有这个资格，够这个资格来成全这所有的律法，包括在婚姻当中神所定的。
There is none other than Jesus Christ, who is the only one who can fulfill the law and redeem us through our marriages.
他在十字架上已经宣告成了，一切上帝公义的要求在耶稣基督身上已经完成了。
He proclaimed on the cross, it is finished, meaning that all of the righteousness of God is being fulfilled.
如今他把他自己的生命作为礼物送给我们。
And now he is giving himself his own life as a gift to us.
凡是愿意凭着信心来领受来接受的，无论是我们的个人，我们的婚姻，我们的夫妻的关系，都可以在耶稣基督里面得到一个全新的生命。
For those who want this will be able to come into a life of renewal through our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣说你们听过说不可杀人，杀人就犯法犯罪了。
Jesus said, it is said, do not murder. That's against the law.
但只是我告诉你们，你们不可以骂人，不可以恨人，不可以从心里面去怨恨别人，这样的要求谁能做得到？
But let me tell you, you cannot curse, you cannot call your brother Raka, you cannot hate. Who can live up to this standard?
耶稣说你不可以犯奸淫，犯奸淫行这些事情，那就是得罪神，犯律法。
Do not commit adultery. If you do, you are against the law.
但是他说只是我告诉你们，你们不可以看着一个人你就心里面动了那个念头，那样的话是跟犯奸淫罪是同样的。
But Jesus says if you look at a woman lustily, you are already violating the law.
谁能做到？
Who can restrain yourself from doing that?
这正是耶稣基督来的原因，正是因为我们做不到，我们都犯罪得罪了神，所以耶稣基督他要彰显他的恩典，他的救赎，在十字架上为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，然后来救赎一切愿意相信的人。
That's the reason he came. No one would be able to fulfill the law in that regard, so he came to redeem us, to die for us, to cleanse us.
这是主耶稣基督对我们的呼召，也是对我们在婚姻里面的一个呼召。
And that is his gift of grace, and this is his calling to us through marriages as well.
对于我们这些已经相信的人，已经得到耶稣基督的生命，永远生命的人，主耶稣基督对我们门徒是有这样的期待。
He expected those of us who are believers to do this.
遵从圣经的教导，在做主门徒的人生旅程中，与我们的配偶终身的结合，同心的跟随主，以此来彰显基督与教会之间那种立约相爱的关系。
In way of concluding, followers of Jesus in obedience to scripture, remaining united to their spouses for life, in the journey of discipleship, follow the Lord together, revealing the covenant relationship of love between Christ and his church.
这样的婚姻，这样的夫妻关系应该是什么样子的？
What kind of a marital relationship is this?
郑果牧师的这个婚姻的见证，那是一个时代的产物。
The testimony of Pastor Zheng is really a creature of our time.
是很宝贵，但也是很稀有的。
It's treasured, but it doesn't occur that often.
我99年回大陆的时候，在北京有拜访这个袁向成牧师夫妇。
On my visit to China in 1999, I visited with Pastor 袁向成。
这些的老牧师的见证啊，真的是非常宝贵的。
Testimonies of those old ministers are very precious.
袁牧师是为主的缘故坐牢23年。
He went to prison and served 20, for 23 years for the sake of the Lord.
他的师母就类似这个郑果牧师的师母啊, 一个人在外面拉扯这个好几个孩子。
And his wife did the same thing, just like the wife of Pastor Jen, while during her husband's imprisonment, she had raised a couple of kids.
99年我在他们家里见到小小的, 在那个那是北京很老的那个区域哈。 房子很破很旧很小很窄, 但是夫妻两个, 到了年老的时候, 依然在忠心的在服侍主。
During my time of visit with them, and I went, and they were living in a small, dilapidated, a small place, and but they were still joyful serving the Lord together, the two of them in their old age.
我还认识另外一对去中国大陆宣教的夫妇。
I know another couple who ministered as missionaries to China.
他们就住在这个大院，跟这个普通人一样住在一个大院里。
They sort of live in a courtyard setting, housing like that, just like everybody else.
因为环境所限，他们没有办法公开的去传福音。
Because of the circumstances, they were not allowed to preach the gospel openly.
但他们就是活在这群人当中，让人看到他们的家庭和婚姻。
They rather chose to live among those people so they would exhibit what kind of a Christian life they had.
那知道国内那种大院住在一起啊，这个哪家发生什么事啊，别邻居都知道的很清楚。You
understand, you can picture sort of a communal living in a housing project like that. Everybody knew what was going on in your house.
哪家里这个丈夫在发脾气，哪家在摔锅摔碗，邻居都听得清清楚楚。Well,
all you do will be heard all over that communal living environment. You trash your dishes. You are, as a husband, are started arguing, raising the voice.
这对夫妇活在他们当中，每天出出入入，邻居都很好奇的。But
this couple living among those people, they came in and went out, and all of that daily living and arousing the interest of their neighbors.
有一次邻居就把他们拦住说，哎，好像从来没听过你们家在吵架啊。Once
they were stopped by their neighbors with a question.
你们夫妻是怎么弄的，怎么能够这么相亲相爱？
Come, we have never heard any quarreling coming out of your living quarters. And what do you do as a couple?
就打开了为主 做见证的机会。
That opened up door for witnessing the Lord.
以前我在美中刚刚信主的时候, 有参与这个, 基督工人中心的, 他们一些的聚会。
And when I was in the Midwest and participated in the workers,
在那个福音机构当中, 至少遇到三个独身, 守独身的姊妹。
I ran at least into three sisters who devoted their lives to God.
他们一生没有嫁人。
They never married.
奉献自己来服侍上帝,
devoting themselves to the service of God.
主耶稣基督成了他们一生的最爱。
Lord Jesus Christ became their treasured love.
我们大概有人读过盖恩夫人所写的《馨香的末药》那本书。
I think among us, we have read
盖恩夫人。那她的婚姻其实很不幸的。
And she had a terrible marriage.
她很爱主，但是她的先生, 是很抵挡。
She loved the Lord dearly, but her husband was really resistant.
在这样的婚姻的状态下, 她单纯的就是把她的心放在主的里面。
In that kind of a marriage situation, she devoted herself, all her heart, and put her heart into the Lord.
接受神给她的十字架。
Taking up the cross that the Lord
在这种艰难的情况下，让她自己的生命成了一个馨香的末药，作为一种祭物献给上帝。And
herself, in that way, she turned her life into a fragrance as a fragrant offering to the Lord.
我也认识跟我年龄差不多的一对牧师的夫妇。I
also know a couple who are of my age.
在他们信主之前都经历过不幸的婚姻。
Before they became believers, they had a terrible marital history.
后来他们走在一起, 重组了新的家庭。
And this is a remarriage situation afterwards.
他们也悔改他们自己在婚姻当中曾经所犯的各样的罪。
They totally repented of the sins of their sins that they committed in their past marriages.
把自己重组的家庭奉献给神所使用，立志一生来服侍主。
And by way of dedicating their remarriage to the service of the Lord for the rest of their lives.
我们知道在香港服侍的那对夫妇刘洋和沈颖夫妇。
We know this missionary couple in Hong Kong, Liu Yang and his wife.
Liu Yang 弟兄的前妻是得癌症过世的。
His wife of a previous marriage passed away due to illness.
当他跟沈颖重新这个组建一个新的家庭之后，两个人是同心的，把自己的家庭都奉献给主所使用。
When they got married in this situation, they dedicated their marriage to the service of God.
这是神要借着婚姻所要成就的旨意。
And this is the will of God through marriage, and God wants to fulfill.
彰显基督对我们的爱。
To manifest the love of Christ for us.
在世上为主的名、神的荣耀去做见证。
So that we'll be witness for his glory and his name.
当我们立定这样的心志去跟随主的时候，神的福气会临到我们的家庭。
May we equally emulate those people and so that his grace will come upon us.
我们要唱这首回应的诗歌，主，我愿像你。
Let's sing the response hymn, More Like Thee.